T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen Dinn in the morning here on KNSS 748 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County Jail quarantined after inmate kitchen helper tested positive for COVID-19. Tropical storm Isaias pounding the U.S. East Coast. Primary election day. Parties select candidates to run for Senate seats of retiring Pat Roberts. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
This morning we have a stalled out vehicle southbound I-135 between 125th Street North and 61st Street North up on the I-135 southbound there. Stalled out vehicle. We're also seeing some heavy traffic on Kellogg east and west bound, and it's right around I-135. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 81 degrees. 50% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low, 62. Wednesday, partly sunny. 20% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 83. Now partly cloudy. East wind at 6 miles per hour and 62 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. The Safe Century 2 Committee has filed a motion to dismiss in the 18th Judicial District Court in Sedgwick County in the Civil Department. The motion seeks dismissal of the City of Wichita lawsuit filed last week against Carl Peterjohn and Celeste Resett as representatives of Safe Century 2 Committee and the 17,200 Wichitans who signed the petition to Safe Century 2 and the former public library. The city's lawsuit was taken in secret action with no vote by city council members, according to this release from the Save Century 2 folks. And, of course, that suit's being challenged because the language, the city says, is too vague. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted. New research provides a new look at the coronavirus.
This is House Call for Health. In addition to the race to develop a coronavirus vaccine, there's other research shedding new light and giving hope that progress is being made. Researchers in Germany have found that one reason COVID-19 is so dangerous is that the virus stifles the body's own immune system. It does this by spurring production of a protein that helps spread the virus. Researchers are now working on developing a treatment to slow down the protein and allow the body's defenses to battle the infection. Separately, a new study found a connection between serious cases of COVID-19 and a certain eye disease. The study in the journal Nature Medicine found people with age-related macular degeneration were more likely to get very ill or die of COVID-19. But the study suggests that drugs to treat macular degeneration could also help fight the virus. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Pam Puso. Fox News.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street and around the world Monday following several encouraging reports on the economy. The S&P added another 23 points onto its four-month winning streak. Big tech led the way higher again, and Microsoft and Apple alone accounted for most of the S&P gain. Earlier, reports showed that manufacturing improved across much of the world, including in the Europe and the United States, and the Dow rose 236 points. The NASDAQ closed up by 158 points. Local car dealer expands to L.A. More on that story this morning with Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Stephen. Tidd. Yeah, we have more information about Brandon Stevens' purchase of that Los Angeles car dealership. It's an $80 million purchase of Honda of downtown Los Angeles. It's Stevens' 13th automotive dealership brand. Stevens said he's wanted the Honda brand badly for years. The acquisition will add 124 employees to his workforce. Expansion for Phoenix Home Care and Hospice, the practice launching a new outpatient physical therapy clinic. The project was delayed slightly by the COVID-19 pandemic, but opened July 1st. At Crestview Plaza near Central and 127th Street East, Phoenix entered the Wichita market in 2012. The National Bureau of Economic Research said small businesses that took advantage of the Paycheck Protection Program increased their survival probability from 14 to 30%. It shows that fewer businesses closed during the pandemic thanks to PPP. And Spirit AeroSystems' second quarter report just coming out this morning. As expected, the news not great. Obviously, revenues and profits down. The company talked about cost reduction actions, including continuing to evaluate additional facility closures. We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll have much more on that on our website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, Brandon Stevens got himself a little empire, or a big empire there, going with the cars, Crust.
Yeah, he was at the top of the list for cars sold in 2019.
Now, he has 13 dealerships, did you say?
Yes, that says 13th brand, anyway.
Brand, okay. Okay. Yeah, he's always wanted to be I wouldn't mind having a Honda franchise myself. You know where I can get one?
Well, yeah, Brandon just got one in L.A.
You can probably sell it to me for 81, right?
85, yeah, exactly.
Turn it around, make a million here and there.
Make a little profit,
that's
yeah.
Pretty good news. I mean, I'm not sure how that impacts the local economy here, but, you know, it's a good thing for him, at least, and his company, yeah. Just National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh.
Whether yours are homemade or store-bought.
I know where you're going to.
Pour a glass of milk and enjoy. No, I was supposed to have some in today, okay? St. Shelley was going to make some chocolate chip cookies today, and last evening she got tired. She just couldn't do it. Now she may be pulling the trigger this morning. If she does, we'll have some tomorrow, but in time for chocolate chip cookie day. How about that? And Ted's.
I'll just have to dream about
it. Just have to bite the bullet and think about it. No, she makes a pretty good chocolate chip. There's no doubt about chocolate chip
cookies. Whenever she makes chocolate chip cookies, it's National Chocolate Cookie Day.
Yeah, it sure is. It's the best day of the year, right? All right, sir. Thank you. 7:55 now with Stephen Tidd. Hey, stay with Stephen Tidd in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have the latest on the primary election. Tidd has sports coming up, right, Tidd?
Yes, we'll have our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp. So that'll be coming up in a few minutes.
That'll be good. Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way with the Blur.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on your entertainment news at 8:35 this morning. Another great segment on the way.
And we have traffic and weather, as always, the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Steve and Tidd on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.